I haven't read many, but none would equal the way Baba is bringing his people to him, the stories that we hear of.
I understand Baba like detective stories.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So he used, to me, or anyone who speaks about Baba, is what he has gathered in his associationship or in his love with Baba. And so it can't be a gospel truth, but to me his interest in detective stories was a sort of a scaffolding, you see, that he is also using his own way of bringing people to him. So that thing as a scaffolding, he used his interest in the detective stories that way. I take it that way.
And they're so very popular.
Yeah.
About what detective stories did he like the best?
That you have to ask Mani, because she would be reading these stories to him. She would even for the different people, their voices, their ways, and she would read like that to Baba, and Baba would like that very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paul Smith says that he liked Nero Wolfe.
Nero Wolfe, and the trilogy also.
You mean the Agatha Christie?
Yeah, talking. Yeah.
Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baba had Margaret send him all the
Nero
Wolfe mysteries.
Story. Yeah.
They're written by Rex Stout.
Yeah.
Rex Stout is the author. And it's interesting, before, it was in the early 70s, Robert Dreyfus sent Rex Stout a universal message and a little letter saying how much Baba had liked these books and how pleased Baba was with them. He just, I guess, sent it care of the publisher. And he couldn't believe it. Within about 10 days, he had a reply from the author saying he's very glad to receive the universal message and such and such. And then shortly thereafter, he dropped the body.
Yeah.
But Baba had loved those mysteries.
And his name is Rex Stout, Stout?
Yeah.
We have got a lot of those in our library there at the trust, what we call Don't Worry, Be Happy library. At the back of the trust, there is a small room in which so many books are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can check them out.
Yeah. But he himself is the greatest mystery.
A big mystery, like.
Yeah, but the mysteries, the mystery stories are usually, you're supposed to try and figure them out. That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
But with Baba, you're not supposed to try and figure him out.
When you bring him in your life, you will be astounded. The way you'll be facing your own self, you'll be seeing things that are within you. It will be more marvelous than you can ever find through the books.
Yeah, but that's not figuring it out.
Then what is it?
That's not the same as trying to figure everything out.
Then what is it? What will you call it?
Accepting.
We don't accept just at the very first instant. We figure out, and slowly they simmer, and then they try to become the part of our life slowly. I think so. With some it may be just instantly. What was that?
Baba is not supposed to be understood, you are excluding
Baba from certain part of life. You are limiting the God-man. Not that we have to follow all the ways that he is experiencing through so many people, but he is in that. That's what he would say. He has given us the discrimination, he has given us the choice. We have to use it.
I wonder if it's like figuring yourself out and getting past that. That's the mystery.
It could be. Baba says it changes. It's not just like this, that after coming to Baba, your perspective may change. Hmm. The same thing that I generally say when you come from, I don't know whether you have witnessed it sometimes, I've seen while coming in the bus from the trust to Mehrazad, you see the seclusion hill. Sometimes you see this side, sometimes you see in the middle. Yeah. The way you come, then you see it right over there. The seclusion hill is there. The other hills are just there. But what changes is your own journey. to the seclusion hill. So with that, the whole perspective changes. And one thing I have found with Baba, that he says what he is. That's what he would say. He would say, divine honesty demands that I must say what I am, and so I say this, I am the Ancient One. But he doesn't impose that you must accept that he is that.